The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I'm sure you noticed the gimp as I was coming out this morning. I sprained my ankle last night. It happens. If you could pray for a quick recovery, I'd appreciate it. All right, so the gospel. Just like any true friend, the Lord reveals to his disciples his most intimate thoughts. He tells them of his zeal for the salvation of souls. I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. He has a holy impatience to ignite and offer his holocaust to the Father on Calvary for the sake of mankind. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. There on the cross, the fullness of God's love for his creatures was made manifest. For greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. And so we show we are Christ's friends when we struggle to follow him, when we put forth that effort, day in and day out, even when we take a fall, even when we sprain our ankle, even when we struggle to follow him in our daily givings, our daily offerings to him. This is what it means to be a friend of Christ, to struggle to follow him. And the more we struggle to follow Christ, our Lord, the more this leads to greater charity in our own lives, but also division. How many souls, as Christ went about the countryside doing his ministry, were brought closer to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? And how many, at seeing his goodness, his sweetness, his tender love for the poor, the lowly, and the outcast, how many more sought to put him to death? My brothers and sisters, don't be surprised if the more closely we follow Christ, if the more aflame we are with the Holy Spirit, the more we struggle to follow Christ and to be his friend, his intimate companions, that the more we find ourselves at odds with the world around us. It just is. But the good news is that we were not made for this world, but the next. So even if we feel that we don't belong in this world anymore because we follow Christ so intimately, know that Christ is waiting for us in heaven. That is the good news.